Bernie Siegel? What is peace for him? What's peace for Bernie Siegel? Dr. Bernie Siegel.
That's a hard word to define. But I think I just received the book from a friend out in, I thought I might have a copy here. I guess it's in the other room. Where Gandhi used to have a day where he didn't speak to anybody. And the story was that somebody came to him and asked him about his life and his message. And Gandhi wrote a note. He said, "My life is my message." And I would say that what brings you peace is, for me, is doing something that makes somebody else happy. I know that may sound crazy, but it doesn't mean that I'm getting unhappy doing it, but I don't have to be happy doing it. I'm doing it for the other person, and I always end up then being happier and at peace when I've done something for someone else. So I'd say if you want to feel at peace, it's like saying I'm God's right arm. I want to do what will make God happy. And then you find peace. Because you're contributing to the world, you become a co-creator. So things get better because of you. And then you'd be surprised how many thank yous you get and cards. Matter of fact, one, I've helped a lot of people who are going to commit suicide by telling them, "I'll be your father. You're worth loving. You're a child of God. I'll be your father." And one of them is now, and this is from decades ago, when she called me to ask if I knew how to contact Jack Kevorkian. She wanted to be dead. And I told her, "I'll be your father," because he was abusing her. And I said, "I'll be your chosen dad, your CD." And then one of her cards that I keep in front of me, I keep turning my head to look at it, it said, "You're my bonus dad." This was, a nice card. So she's been sending me a card every few weeks with more things. Good things come to those who get serious and make them happen. That's on one of her cards to me. So yeah, you want peace? Do good things. Make them happen. Help somebody. I would go shopping at Stop and Shop, and there's this woman sitting outside asking for money, and I realize she's a homeless person. So I've made friends with her. I'm kind of disappointed when I go and she's not there, and she misses me too sometimes. Our schedules are different. But I buy her lunch. And if I always tell her, if I win the lottery, you'll have everything you need. Don't worry. And I mean it. If I won the lottery, hell, I wouldn't mind buying her a house or whatever she'd like. But that to me, it allows me to go home feeling better. And the same thing in the store, talking to people, because everybody has troubles. One woman really, in a sense, showed it. She poked me in the back in Stop and Shop and said, "You're the only person in Stop and Shop who hasn't asked me what happened." She had a bandage over her eye. Now, my crazy sense of humor, I said, "Because I know what happened. I have an abusive spouse also." And then she looked at me like, "What?" But I was really impressed how many people were talking to her because she had a visible wound. See? And I say this to everybody, go to work with a bandage. See? And watch how many people tell you their troubles, because now you have something wrong and they know they can talk to you. Because otherwise they're afraid. You won't understand what I'm going through. But I know we're all wounded, so I'm not afraid to talk to people and listen to them. And that's when I feel peaceful, when I've done something to help someone else.
I'm crazy about you. Dr. Bernie Siegel, best of luck with the new book, Three Men, Six Lives.
Right.
The continued success in helping others. It brings you peace and love, and it brings us as well.
What and my website that I mentioned, where people can see a list, even order the books or meditation CDs, BernieSiegelMD.com.
Lucky us.
And Siegel. And I have to quickly say one more thing. When I was a kid, I was known as Bugsy Siegel because the gangster was famous. And that made my mother very proud.
Well, I'm going to call you Rabbi Siegel because my rabbi is Rabbi Paul Siegel in Tarrytown, New York.
Thank you.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you.
Bye-bye.